the Independent Media Center, and we're here in front of the Israeli Consulate of Los Angeles today for a gathering of people that are coming out in opposition to the escalated violence in Gaza and Israel. I'm here with
Haitham El-Zabri.
And your organization?
We have Al-Hawda, the Palestine Right to Return Coalition, and Women in Gaza.
Haitham, what's happening now in Israel? What makes this so important now today?
What's happening now is that Israel is committing war crimes. It's always been committing war crimes, but at this time it's taking extremely severe measures against the Palestinian people. And it's indiscriminately killing and destroying. They've destroyed hundreds of houses already just in the past 2 weeks, and now over 2,000 Palestinians have been made homeless just in the past 2 weeks. And some of them have been crushed inside their homes while their homes were demolished. And what's going on is really, it's outrageous that in today's world this could be allowed to happen.
You know, no one can really understand the logic behind Sharon, but what's his plan? Is this part of the Gaza move-out or what?
I'm not sure there is a Gaza move-out. Sharon tends many times to say something and do the opposite. This definitely doesn't make sense as part of a Gaza withdrawal. And it's really hard to figure out what he's doing, but the pattern has been consistently ethnic cleansing, and this falls under that.
You know, that I'm just starting to hear a little bit about it in American press, but from what you're seeing, is this as bad as Jenin?
It is as bad as Jenin, maybe worse. It's difficult to say, it's difficult to compare, but I mean, pretty much the same thing is happening.
So today, what sort of statements will be made today? What are you folks planning on doing?
We want Israel to stop the war crimes and the destruction of human life. We want Israel to withdraw from Gaza and the West Bank and talk about peace. We want the U.S. government to stop supporting Israel, because all of this is done with full U.S. support, regardless of the lip service that we sometimes hear. The U.S. government is fully behind this and is directly complicit with the crimes that are happening. We want that to stop.
Do you think we're going to get any relief from the U.N.?
Well, it was encouraging that the U.S. didn't veto the latest resolution today. But as far as translating into tangible actions, I'm not sure. I think it's just going to be, condemnation. And, you know, I hope more than that will be done. And it's a shame, the nations, the members of the U.N., and especially the signatories to the Fourth Geneva Convention have a duty to enforce that all members respect and abide by the terms of the Fourth Geneva Convention, which clearly are being violated on a daily basis by Israel. So there needs to be action, and everybody needs to push their governments to taking the appropriate action, starting with the U.S.
Now, I was hearing something about the general body perhaps coming to a vote in this condemnation and perhaps demanding that Israel follow the guidelines of the Geneva Convention. Have you heard anything about that? That the main body of the UN was perhaps going to get involved in this and try to get around some of the veto and some of the stonewalling of the Security Council.
Well, I don't really know. It remains to be seen. But looking at past history, I don't have any reason to be optimistic.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen. I hope you guys, we have a lot of success, and that, you know, that eventually someday that there's peace there. Do you see any sign of peace occurring? I know that there's been some peace movement in Israel lately.
Right now I see absolutely no sign of peace. Yes, there are some Israeli peace activists who want to see it happen, but they're right now they're a small minority, and the government, I mean, suffice it to say that the Israeli public elected Sharon, knowing his history and his background. That alone gives us a very bad indication about what lies ahead. I think it will be a very long time until we see peace.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.